Hi, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Welcome to another episode of the Talking Llama podcast. I'm sorry I have been away for a while, but you know, sometimes life happens. And yes, but I guess I'm back. And to make it short, today's episode will be not be different, but I have a small announcement to make. And in today's episode, I actually want to talk about how gaming franchises, and especially like the Sims franchise, is handling things compared to others. What is about releases? I want to talk about the Inside Max's live stream. I want to talk about some announcements because it's autumn. We obviously get a lot of game announcements, and it's quite interesting to see how different companies are handling that in a different way. So stay tuned and we will be right back and talk about that. So where to start? It has been a while since I've recorded an episode, and I know it has been a little rant in the last episode, and I want to pick up with that again. Because, more kids have been revealed. And as you might have noticed, I'm not the biggest fan of kids. It's not that I have anything against them in particular, but I don't know, sometimes when the gameplay is missing out completely, it doesn't get me excited for that long. You know, it's nice to put something new in my game, but then I play once or twice with it and then I'm like done with it. And it kind of gets forgotten. And I think that's actually quite sad because a lot of people are putting hard work into those assets. And yes, but to sum that up, I want to make it quick. I want to go quickly over the latest news of the Sims game. But before I do that, I want to make a quick announcement. In the future, I'm planning on not keeping the podcast exclusive to The Sims. Sims content will stay the main content of that podcast, but I also want to be open to talk about other games from time to time. Don't worry, it won't be a lot. Sometimes I probably will just compare them or like tell you about what I'm playing right now. But there's so many other wonderful games out there that also get so many cool announcements actually in autumn. And yes, I wanna be open for that. And I wanna be inspired by the games and all that stuff. So in the future, you also can expect a little of a switch in my content. But like I said, it will stay mainly about The Sims because The Sims still is my all-time favorite game, and yes, that basically is it. But to talk about the latest Sims news, I want to start off with that because this week, we've had the Inside Max's live stream. And first of all, I want to say the gurus who made it actually did amazing. When I'm talking about my opinion here, or when I'm giving my opinion, I never mean to attack anyone personally. Neither any players who might enjoy things that I don't enjoy, or also not any game development teams, because it's hard to please everybody. And I'm pretty sure that the main goal of a gaming franchise, no matter what gaming franchise it is it to make people happy and to make people obviously buy their games. So I'm pretty sure everybody doing their best. But still, I have some comments to make, but take it with a grain of salt. Nothing is personal. It's just my own opinion. I don't want to bitch about anything. When I give criticism, I try to do that in a constructive way. Because I also wish that if anybody would criticize me, that they would do it in a constructive way. So I also would stick to that. But yes, let's talk about the news. The Inside Max's live stream was, 30 minutes or an hour. I don't remember. It didn't reveal that much content. We've got the roadmap, the Sims of Selves roadmap. First of all, when they like showed us the graphic at first, I didn't really think that could be a roadmap. I thought it was just like a graphic about maybe a hint or whatever, but didn't look like a roadmap to me in the first place. When I think about it now, it obviously did look like a roadmap. I just was pretty naive to believe that there's maybe more. But yes, it was told that the Sims of Selves or Season of Selves graphic art is the roadmap for October, November, and December. That actually means, or that actually looks like that there will not be a bigger DLC coming this year to The Sims. And that was a little bit of a downer for me because I was super excited about a game pack or expansion pack or even a stuff pack. I was super hyped actually for a stuff pack that could maybe come this autumn to get for my game. Because maybe besides some smaller things, I was very happy with the paid DLC that we've got so far this year. I absolutely am loving the Paranormal Stuff Pack. Still my favorite stuff pack. I play with it probably every single time in some way. I absolutely adore the Cottage Living expansion pack. That is great. That brought me so many hours of gameplay and also brought so many features in my game that I'm constantly using, even if I don't in particular play with that expansion pack. I mean, the Dream Home Decorator game pack is nice. It is a good pack. So it has some good things. Maybe not everybody likes it because it's lacking of gameplay, I have to say that. But overall, it's okay. So I was really excited to have more of that year. And I cannot forget about the Spa Day refresh. That also was pretty nice, actually. I did like that a lot. But then I think earlier in the year, the gurus also announced that they want to focus more on the base game and improve that, what I also do completely appreciate. So my hopes for the Inside Maxis were actually pretty high. Because I was hoping to get like a new main feature for the game or a huge improvement of something. And the roadmap actually said new ways to play. And I was thinking a lot what that could be, what a new way to play could be, something that we haven't seen so far, that we haven't thought of so far. I was excited for that. Yes, the new ways to play are scenarios that are some kind of challenges. What is cool, but the scenario that they showed off was like a rags to riches scenario. And that's not completely a new way to play the game because a lot of people are already doing that. Maybe the scenario that they showed off was just like a unlucky pick. Because so many people are actually doing that in their games, without the scenario existing. But yes, I don't want to like criticize that too much right now because I want to see how far they will take that. Because the next worry I actually have is that they introduce it now, but then that they don't really touch it again because sometimes they did that in the past. They introduced a new feature and then never really came back to it. And there are a lot of cool features in the game that would absolutely profit, in my opinion, of picking them up again and improving them, adding things to them, and all that. So I hope that they will do that with the scenarios. And I also hope that they make the scenarios more complex. Because from what we saw in this money-making, rags to riches scenario, it looked quite simple. And it looked like I don't need that to put in my game to be able to play this scenario. But I will stay open-minded about that. I definitely try them out until they release them. The next thing, they don't really work that good. They already said that you have to start a new safe in order to play them. They want to implement that you can later on, when they like made that possible, that you can also play the scenarios in existing safes. That doesn't work right now. So that's another downer. And then for release, there are just two scenarios. So yeah, I don't really know what to think about it, but I will stay open-minded about it because I think the idea itself is not bad. I hope we will see more. The next thing in the Inside Maxis was the Sims SDX, I think it's called. It's actually a new, faster way to patch in things into our games, to patch in small things into our games like assets or missing windows, whatever. For some reason, they introduced it to be faster with it. I don't know. I don't know much about consoles, but from what I heard is that updates and patches for consoles are taking longer to be improved by the store of each console. I don't know. I don't know much about consoles, so don't be too hard on me for that. So maybe they did that because of that, because it's takes longer to approve patches for consoles, that they can patch in things faster. That's cool. They also said that this will just be for small things, so no worlds, no major bug fixes, but small things. And I mean, why not? Is very cool. And if you miss out on that, you always get like the whole patch with the next update. So if you maybe are not able to download that small SDX thing, you can always get it with the next update. So that's cool. Maybe nothing that will like change our game right now, but for the future, I'm sure a good thing to do. Especially, they mentioned, I think, two or three times in the stream, many more years to come for The Sims 4. So I think we will stick with that game for a while before we get the next Sims game. I don't mind it that much, but they really have to do something about the base game. But yes, so it's not really big news, but the things they're doing are okay, I would say. The stream was a delight to watch because the Sim Gurus were so lovely. So I always really enjoy those Inside Maxis streams, even if there's not much news. And even if I really was hoping for some major game updates, but there's another update and they were hyping the updates pretty much. So I hope for the update following that one that there will be some major game updates. Maybe we'll see something of our requested features, maybe not. Yes, and I also hope for a DLC in January. I really do, hopefully. I mean, would be about time then again, so why not? Yes, and the last Sims news from today before I start to talk about the thing I wanted to talk in the beginning about. The next kit was leaked. So I think there's another Create a Sim kit coming, when I'm not wrong. And then there was the Sanctuary kit that always like kept us guessing what it could be. My first guess was a bathroom kit, what I also would have adored. But today was leaked. It's actually plants. And let me tell you, you never have enough plants in your game. I didn't say that, but I didn't buy the last two Create a Sim kits just because I'm not too much into Create a Sim. And like I said, often for kids, it's for me, like I pick it up once or twice and then I never really touch it again. I think that's completely different for plant kits because I am actually downloading CC plants to get a better variety in my Sims houses, especially when it comes to plants. So I'm totally here for it. I probably will get the plants kit. I saw one screenshot. I guess, the screenshot that was leaked. And the plans in that screenshot were amazing. So I really liked them. It was completely different from what we have in the game. I like to see that. That is something I see working with a kid, just patching some plans. Because if you like the plans, go get them. If you don't need more plans, you don't miss out on anything. That is something kids are good for. I think plans are okay. Plans are good. But I won't go down the whole kid road again this episode because I think I kind of did that last time. And I don't want to keep ranting all the time. But I will keep sharing my honest opinion because I think that's important that everybody's doing that. Yes. Yes, that has been the summary of The Sims 4 news. Like I said in the beginning, I also want to talk about other games. And to introduce that, I want to talk about different game franchises because it's quite interesting. I was following several gaming companies' news lately just because I was curious about it. I obviously don't follow every gaming company's news, so if I mention something and I miss out on something, I'm sorry. I just didn't know about it. But yeah, I think to compare what is going on in the Sims franchise with other franchises, I think it is quite interesting because different companies are handling things in a different way. And let me tell you, what I'm recording right now is not scripted. So I'm just talking how it comes to me. Because I felt like chatting today and I didn't feel like writing an episode and structuring it and all that. Because I wanted to talk about how I feel about that. And I think that's the best way to do. You probably know what I'm going to talk about. I mean, Nintendo dropped huge Animal Crossing news the other week. And comparing that, looking back to the Sims news we've got, is a huge difference. Also, how they did it. I'm aware of The Sims 4 is a game that has been there for the last 7 years. Animal Crossing has been not. And Animal Crossing probably was never intended to end up like The Sims, to be around for 7 years, still be supported with a lot of DLCs and all that. Let's catch up real quick. Animal Crossing, or Nintendo, was announcing the 2.0 update for the game, and with that, a DLC coming. I think a couple of days afterwards, they already said that this DLC is probably the first and the last one, but those news are not confirmed. I just heard that. So if there are any more DLCs, I'm happy about it. But still. So that is never, or I think it's not intended to be like The Sims game. I think they also want to be done with that game at some point and then move on. The Sims is a game that is supported for the last 7 years and probably will stick around for a little longer while, and we don't know for how long. The Sim gurus constantly are saying for many more years, for the future, for The Sims 4. So I don't think that The Sims 5 will be announced next year. I really don't think that. I think that they are planning on supporting that game even longer. I don't know if it will be 2 or 3 years, but I personally don't see it more than 3 years. Because, like, I don't know, game development goes far. There is more out there that you probably could do with a new gaming engine. Is that the right word? And The Sims 4 doesn't have that, so I don't know. But it will stick around for longer. But also, how things are announced, pretty much everything that is announced for The Sims 4 is a leak. That's interesting. Nintendo doesn't really have those kind of leaks, or that's at least how I see it. There are less leaks, maybe more data mining and all that, where people like just go through the game code, but people also do that for The Sims 4, and I'm pretty sure also for other games, to find out more things about the game, but they are not leaks like in The Sims 4. I didn't see that much leaks in any other game like The Sims 4 has. It came to a point, sorry, my coffee machine is turning off. Are we waiting? Yes, we are waiting. I'm really sorry for that. I hope that you don't hear that, but I'm pretty sure that you will. So I will just wait until it's done. Yes. Are you done? Okay. Thank you. Yes, where have I been? Yes. So there, I probably haven't seen more leaks in a gaming franchise or in a game that The Sims 4 has. So like I said, the plant kit leaked. Pretty much everything is leaked. I think Cottage Living hasn't been leaked, but a lot of the content that is coming is leaked, especially paid content. Updates, not so much, but the paid content is pretty much always leaked. And that doesn't happen to other games. And it is at a point where I'm not sure if that is a marketing strategy. I don't know. I'm not sure. But it's handled differently. Also, the game developers are having personal, not private, there's a difference, personal Twitter accounts where they like are talking about the game, where they helping people out with questions they have and all that, what is pretty cool. But on the other hand, I often see them getting personally attacked for things that is probably not their fault. And I think that is sometimes pretty unfair. They have to take a lot of crap, you know, and other companies don't do that because they don't put the game developers in the first row. Like I said, it's cool. It's a personal chance for them. It's cool to interact with the community personally and very direct. But on the other hand, they have to take a lot of crap. And I'm sure it's pretty much 99% not their fault for what they're getting attacked. And so that makes me feel really bad for them sometimes. And in my opinion, sometimes it would be not from the game developers, but from the company, way more professional if they would focus more on doing trailers, having another marketing strategy. Like, for example, Nintendo recorded a 25-minute long Nintendo Direct that was scripted and that was showing off pretty much everything, but it went very smooth. You could see everything that they wanted to show off. There were no accidents and showing off things that maybe come later to the game and all that stuff. I don't know if EA is always intending to do that, but it happens a lot. And then it comes to a lot of speculation in the community and people getting their hopes really high up, and then they're getting disappointed. And if things would be a little more scripted, that wouldn't happen that much, I think. And I think sometimes that could be better. Yes, I know, like EA, Nintendo, completely different companies, but I think also other companies don't really do it like EA. And yes, I don't want to say something is wrong or right, because obviously I don't have any idea about game development. I'm just very passionate about my games. And like I said, I don't want to attack anyone personally, but I think that is often the cause of drama, because people are seeing things, getting their hopes up really high, and then it turns out to be something else, and then they're disappointed. And if the whole marketing would be more scripted, more thought through, more planned, maybe, I think that maybe wouldn't happen that often. I don't know. Just how I see it. And I also think it would be sometimes a bit cooler if news wouldn't be leaked, if news would come direct from the direct accounts that are supposed to post news. I don't know, but I think EA is capable of not leaking everything. And I think the whole cool thing about like the gaming community is it is announcements. It is to get hyped up, but getting hyped up for the right reasons. Not because something is leaked by a third party, maybe because it's announced by the company and announced in the way that they want it to announce, and then to have it in the same direction and in the right direction for them. And I think it will be actually good for the community and also good for them, I guess. That brings me back to the plans kit. The plans kit today was leaked, and I don't know, but probably it wasn't supposed to be leaked. Like the Courtyard Oasis kit was leaked, actually. I think leaks for kits are not that bad because you obviously just get some objects with kits. We all know that nobody gets their hopes up for some gameplay because there isn't any. But still, that happens also for all kind of other packs and content for the game. But I would have found it really cool if the announcement would have come from The Sims Twitter account or official Sims accounts or like development accounts, but not from a third party. And I don't want to bash the third party who leaked it because obviously they found something, they posted it. Why not? But why not preventing that better? I think would be really cool would people get even more excited about content and probably would fit a lot better. I don't know. But yes, that have been the latest news. Sims leaked again. Other companies didn't leak content. I'm excited. I'm excited what is coming to The Sims 4 because I really hope that there will come a lot more things. And I think the base game today is kind of okay. I have to tell you a quick story because my favorite nostalgic game is actually The Sims 2. And I always want some things from The Sims 2 to have in The Sims 4, like be able to send your kids to private schools, to have school buses, carpools, and all that. And I often get caught by my own nostalgia and like, oh, The Sims 2 was such a great title. It still is, no doubt on that. But I didn't find my Sims 2 games anymore. So I was like meeting up with my sisters, and my sister has still The Sims 2, Sims 2 Nightlife, and The Sims 2 Open for Business, and some stuff packs. And she didn't need it because she cannot run it on her PC. And I have an old PC at my apartment, and I was like, hey, can I borrow them? I really want to play them. And I spent a whole Sunday afternoon installing The Sims 2 games. I had some trouble in doing that, but I finally made it. I was super happy. I turned it on. The music is awesome from The Sims 2, I have to say that, because as soon as the music of The Sims 2 starts, I'm in. I'm totally in the zone, and I was super happy. But then I played it for a while, and like the controls are kind of different. It's not that smooth like The Sims 4, and you don't have that much possibilities like The Sims 4 and all that. And I was back from my nostalgia trip faster than I thought. And then I was thinking, okay, maybe I just leave it as nostalgia. The game is great still. For the time it was released, it's awesome, no doubt on that. But if I have to pick a game to play today, it's obviously The Sims 4. I still am the opinion that a lot of things that were implemented in The Sims 2 could be transferred and improved and updated in The Sims 4, and it would be great. And from what I read online, a lot of players feel similar or the same. Also, it would be cool if The Sims 2 would be available on Origin, maybe Sims Team, if anybody's listening. I know everybody's requesting that. I don't know what is holding you back from doing that, but it obviously has to be a pretty good reason, because otherwise you already would have done it. But I always had so much fun playing the game, but like, we also have great features in The Sims 4, and I had to admit that while playing The Sims 2. I love The Sims 2 until this day, but not everything about The Sims 4 is crap. I actually pretty much like that game, even if a lot of things are missing. And to come back to The Sims News and the Inside Maxes, when they say scenarios, I was hoping so bad for scenarios with story progression. I know at some point they said it's hard to implement in the game, but maybe with a whole new feature that you can implement it in a small way, didn't turn out to be that. Sadly, I would have loved to see that. I would have loved to see some kind of story progression. Sometimes some kind of things to happen that you don't have control of in your game. To bring some challenge in it, to make it more unpredictable. That would be really, really cool. But hopefully they do something like that. I appreciate the things that they implement for the base game. It seems like they are really working on the base game, and I think game developing is nothing you do from one day to another. For sure, it takes time, and I think that they really showed that they want to make the game better, and I'm excited what they have for us. I still will criticize things that I don't like that much, but I think everybody has that. Everybody has things that they like more or that they don't like more. So I think that's just normal, and I hope that you still like the episode I did today. I know it was quite different. I just wanted to chat and talk and get back into recording more regular. I don't know, maybe I record also another episode this weekend. I actually want to do something for the upcoming holiday season, because I think that a lot of people will get new packs for The Sims 4, so you can expect some reviews, you can expect some bundle tips and all that. I'm planning on doing that. And yes, to end the episode, I want to talk a little bit about myself, because I don't really do that much, just to keep my privacy, and I do like that. But I want to talk about how or what games I play right now. I obviously play The Sims 4. I played it more over the last months that I do now, but it's probably the reason because I've got a Nintendo Switch. I'm following like the Switch content for a while, but I didn't have my own Switch, and I finally got one. So I'm playing a lot on that console, obviously, because it's quite handy. You just like turn it on, you have it in your hands, you plug it into your TV and you can play. So I really do enjoy that lately. I obviously play some Nintendo games. I obviously play Animal Crossing, that you might have already seen on Twitter, because I'm so excited about it. And I, of course, play Life is Strange. I'm playing the first Life is Strange right now on my PC to get myself hyped up for Life is Strange True Colors. I know it's already out, but as you maybe know, my system is a MacBook Air, and I don't trust it with True Colors. It doesn't fill the specs of the game, and I didn't want to buy a 60-euro game just to learn that it doesn't run on my PC. So I probably will get it for the Switch or Xbox. I don't know yet. I will get it in December. Sometimes I will definitely finish the normal Life is Strange game before. And yes, I'm playing a lot right now. I also play from time to time, and that is maybe something unusual, but if you want to pick up an addicting phone game, Last Day on Earth. I really do like that game. I'm not too much into zombies, but that one is quite good. I do like it. I wish it would be supported on consoles or on PC because, yes, my phone screen is obviously too small for it. I really do like it. It brings me a lot of joy. I pick it up from time to time. Can absolutely recommend. There are some wonderful YouTube channels out there who also cover that game. So if you like those survival mode games, that's definitely a recommendation for you for a phone game. It's quite good. Can definitely, I will play it. And I played Plague. That's also cool. It got a cure mode with COVID. So you can also play it like the other way around. But I didn't really find out how that works. So I'm still learning that. Yes, that has been pretty much it for today's episode. So, thank you very, very much for listening to the Talking Llama podcast. I really appreciate every single one of you who listens to this podcast. It means a lot to me. I love recording episodes for it. I hope I can do that more regular. Now I have more time again. I have so much joy doing that. And if you want to do me a favor, please leave me a review for Apple Podcasts. But also, if you don't, I'm happy that you're here. I hope you have a wonderful day and see you next time. Thank you. Bye bye.